It came to me in prayer. Hopefully we all have moments like this that we can point to, a piece of insight, a calmed understanding, a willingness to give more of ourselves to God after a time of personal prayer. The church, of course, wants this for us, that we be prayerful and aware. But strictly speaking, the pearls of personal prayer, private revelation, as it's often called, is not part of the teachings of the faith. However helpful my post-Mass pre-assembly time will be today, it will not be added to the catechism, for instance. Take the wisdom of another's prayer as it is helpful. Today, we have such a day because we have such a saint, Saint Margaret Mary, a 17th century visitation sister, lived a simple, quiet, convent life until she started having visions of Jesus and his Sacred Heart. Jesus' love, believe it or not, was known before the 1600s. Margaret Mary didn't discover that. But envisioning his human, divine heart, allowing it to stir her and answer the ingratitude and coldness of the world, Margaret Mary and her prayer continue to focus us, giving us an image of Jesus' Sacred Heart worth our prayer. Really, it was another way of seeing our gospel this morning. We who, like the Pharisees, can focus on the outside of the cup, the appearance, and fail to go within to cleanse the heart. Margaret Mary's prayer doesn't offer anything new, but today there can be a new spark in us, a new devotion in us, a new awareness of patient, suffering love in us. May we turn in that way, turning inside today. St. Margaret Mary, pray for us. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us.